Baby, did you know you're putting too much pressure on yourself right now? I can tell when you're giving yourself too many things to do and not enough time. You wear your heart on your sleeve around me. You don't have to lie just to make me feel better. I want to know the truth. That way, I can actually help you. Squeezing you nice and tight in my embrace. Oh, you feel so good. Love any excuse to have you near me. Feeling you resting so perfectly against the curve of my waist. You fit so amazingly well. It's been a long week, hasn't it? Long weeks are going to happen. It's a part of life. I know these past 2 weeks in particular have been a very long, with the holiday that just happened, and then the holidays coming up. Pair that with everything else that's going in the world, and, well, it feels like we're all kind of going crazy. People are on the news taking not-so-serious things way too seriously. But then they're letting the actual problem slip through the cracks. It's hard to watch what feels like the world falling apart. But do you want to know something? This isn't the first time someone has felt like this. It won't even be the last time we feel it this year. There's still a few more weeks in December. Who knows what else is going to unfold? All we can do is take it one day at a time. There's nothing wrong with that. Just like there's nothing wrong with putting your mental health first and making sure you are okay. In order to help others, you need to make sure you are okay first. I know it sucks to hear. You want to help others and want to make a difference, and it can be so frustrating to see someone struggling. But if it's going to take too much from you, then you don't have to. That doesn't make you a bad person. Protecting yourself is never the wrong thing to do. There's so much going on. The world is a really scary place right now. You're allowed to ask for help because you don't know what to do. No one's going to think less of you. I know I'm certainly not. I'm in the exact same boat as you. You're allowed to be hurt, upset, angry, confused. Whatever negative thing you are feeling, you can't let it consume you. Feel that way for a while, sure, but don't wallow in it. Don't let your negativity define you, baby. You're so much better than that. Take as much time as you need to rest and recover. Put yourself first and your health first. None of that makes you a bad person. Taking care of yourself and doing things like setting boundaries can be really healthy. I know this time of year is tough. The holidays are hard for everyone, and it feels worse this year. Like, there's some sort of dread looming over them, and it feels really difficult to enjoy things right now. But what's important is that you keep trying. You keep going. You can't let those feelings win. Sure, feel the feelings. Don't fake being happy just for the sake of others. But don't let them consume you either. I don't want to lose you, baby. I love you so much. You mean everything to me. I know you're scared right now. I know you're stressed and have a lot on your plate. But you're not alone. You have help. You don't have to take everything on by yourself and do it alone. You can ask for help if you need. I'll happily jump at the chance. Whether it's wrapping presents or preparing a meal or simply cuddling you and being an ear, I'll always be here for you. Whatever you need, baby. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to let anyone get between you and me. You're the love of my life. If there was any way I could make this shit easier, I would. But everything you're stressed out about is something out of your control, isn't it? It's stuff like money, work, politics, family, friends, going to all the end of year events, all while trying to pretend nothing is wrong with the world. It's a lot for anyone. Sometimes it feels like everyone else is blind. How can they so easily go about their day with all this shit happening? You might even feel like you're starting to go crazy. But do you know something? You aren't. Everyone feels the exact same way. You're not alone in these feelings, and I think that's important to remember. You're not having pleasant feelings about things out of your reach. And I don't want to say this, but you just might have to let it go. If you aren't in the mental space to deal with it right now, that's okay. You can let things go. You're allowed to drop stuff off for your own sake. You can always come back to it later. I promise. I won't think any less of you. I'll be proud of you for knowing what you can handle and doing what you could. You don't have to make yourself smaller or fit into some predetermined box just to make someone else comfortable. You're one of the most incredible people in this world and deserve to shine brightly. But you can't do that if you're not taking care of yourself, baby. Your emotions are just as important as anyone else's. It sucks to feel bad, but sometimes it's necessary, you know? Life's hard right now. It feels like you're swimming against the current with everything against you. I promise you, it only feels that way. The tides eventually have to turn one way or another. It's never one thing for too long. Just when you start to get comfortable, shit changes. That's what keeps life interesting. One minute, it's the worst day of your life, and in the next second, everything is fine because you got your favorite treat or you got like a toy or something. Emotions are high right now, and with a good reason. But I don't want you to shove them down. That's how you get sick. I want you to feel your feelings and then tell me about them. That way I can help you. You're not alone, baby. You've got me on your side. I'm not going anywhere. Regardless if it's your best or worst day, I'm gonna stay right here. I love you. love you. I'm never going to leave you, baby. The thought of it makes me sick. You're my baby, and the only person I have ever wanted a future with. I'm excited for tomorrow because of you. You're not going to give up because you have at least one person in your corner, right? It's not selfish to put yourself first. It's not greedy or wrong to put your mental health as a priority. Sometimes it's just what you have to do. There's no reason to feel guilty over it. Taking care of yourself today means that you can be there for others tomorrow. How are you supposed to be the best version of yourself if you don't feel like it? That's where the pressure you're putting on yourself comes in. You try so hard to be perfect when there's no need. You're amazing just the way you are. If I wanted perfect, I would create a robot or something. I fell in love with you, baby. You are the one that I want. The only one that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Falling in love with you means I love the good and the bad things about you. It means that I'm not going anywhere and I'll always be in your corner. I'll support you until the day I die, baby. There's no way you're going to be able to do something great if you aren't taking care of yourself, right? Your own wants and needs are just as important as everyone else's. You are a person who has value. More than that, they're my baby. I care about you. Are you going to say that someone I care about doesn't matter? That's right. Because you're important, baby. In a world where you feel like your very existence might not be welcomed, I want you. You're going to stay right here with me, and you're not going to go anywhere. Whether it's love or spite that keeps you here, I don't care. But you're not going anywhere, baby. I need you. The world needs you. There is so much stuff that you have yet to experience. I know the world seems really scary right now. There is so much stuff happening. It feels like there's at least 5 news updates a day. But that's why it's important to take a day at a time. That's all you have to do. Just one day at a time. And if that's too much, make it an hour at a time. Only do what you can handle and don't push yourself. Pushing yourself only makes you feel worse, remember? I'm speaking from my heart, baby. I'm not trying to talk down or anything. I just want to be honest with you. You place all this unnecessary pressure on yourself during this time of year. It's a difficult time, but it's important to remember that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is that you're there. I'm not going to remember what decorations went where. You're not going to remember what brand of apple cider you had to drink. What we're going to remember is spending time together and enjoying each other's company. That's the most important thing, baby. You don't have to do too much this year if it's only going to lead to more stress. I want you happy, healthy, and safe. That's it. If you're not feeling those, then you're not going to be doing it. You're always my top priority, baby. I'm always going to take care of you and put you above everything else. Making the holidays magical for you is always my favorite thing. That being said, this year, I just want to make sure that you know you're loved and appreciated. The future is a really scary place right now. It's full of a ton of uncertainty. But I know we are going to be okay. You and me. I'll be here to protect you. If you need a safety net, I'll catch you. If you need a hype man, I'll try to come up with the best words to tell you. I'm not going anywhere, baby. You can't get rid of me. I'm like some sort of an infection. Once you have me, I'm never going away. You're going to keep going because I'm going to keep going. You're not allowed to give up. I don't know what I would do without you in my life, baby. I love you. I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you. I won't let anyone hurt you. I won't even tolerate someone looking at you funny. Things are changing, but so am I. I won't hesitate to protect the one I love most. You're the one thing I cherish most in this life. You're the only one that I will ever want. So I'm going to sink my claws into your skin and never let you go, because that's what you do for the ones you love. Regardless of what happens in the future, you will always have me fighting by your side. You won't have to face anything alone. I know. You're nervous. You're scared. The world isn't what you were promised. And that's why it's important to keep going. To keep pushing through. Every day that you wake up is another day that I get to be proud of you. Every meal you eat is a step forward in taking care of yourself. Some days, all you can do is exist, and that's enough. You are enough as is, baby. You don't have to be someone you're not to get others to like you. You don't have to try out some persona that just doesn't sit right with you. Who you are, the person who is laying on top of me and listening to my voice. This is the person I fell in love with. This is who I want a future with. This is the person that makes me the happiest I've ever been. You did all that without even trying, baby. So don't think you're not important. I miss you when I'm in the other room. I can't imagine what I would do if you weren't in my life. Thinking about the future like this, it's only going to cause you to start spiraling. You have to go slowly. Take it one day at a time. Thinking about what's going to be happening 6 months from now is not healthy for you. Not when you're doing it in the doom and gloom way that you keep insisting. It's easy to get sucked into. That's why I'm going to put a stop to it right now. Instead, we're going to focus on the good things. Like how funny you are. or how cute, or how sweet you can be, or how easily distracted you are. With all of my heart, I love you, baby. The world might change, but my feelings stay the same. I will always love you, from now until the end of time. You're mine, baby. Don't forget that.